All right, so you know that super famous painting, Washington Crossing the Delaware, the one with Washington like standing all heroic in the boat, the river's full of ice, and that flag is just like perfectly dramatic in the wind.
Yeah, iconic image.
Well, get ready to see it in a whole new way, because today we're really going to get into the story behind this whole American masterpiece thing.
And believe me, there's way more to this painting than you think. It's this whole mix of like actual history, artistic license, maybe even, a little propaganda sprinkled in.
Propaganda. Okay, before we get to that, let's get everyone on the same page, for those who might not remember every detail from their American Revolution
Yeah,
class.
right.
So paint us a picture. It's Christmas night, 1776. Are things good for the American side?
Not really, no. Things are actually looking pretty bleak. Washington's army, they're exhausted, smaller than before. Morale's just in the dumps. And the Brits, they're basically measuring for those victory party hats.
Ouch, that's a rough spot to be in. So what does Washington do?
He pulls off, honestly, what you'd call a total boss move.
Oh.
Yeah, a for the history books kind of play. So picture it. It's nighttime, freezing, and he gets his troops, and they cross the Delaware River. Icy, treacherous, the whole deal. And it's all to launch this surprise attack on the Hessian troops who are camped out in Trenton, New Jersey.
Hessians, that's right. They were German troops, right? Hired by the Brits.
Exactly.
Okay, so surprise attack in the middle of the night in the dead of winter. Does it work?
Yeah. Oh, it works. Big time. It's a huge victory for Washington and, like, completely changes things. American morale goes through the roof. Everyone realizes this ragtag group isn't messing around. It's a turning point.
So this painting, it's like the image of that turning point. It was painted right after, like, to commemorate.
Not even close. And this is where it gets interesting. The artist, his name was Emanuel Lotza, he doesn't paint Washington crossing the Delaware until 1851, which, if you're doing the math, is almost 75 years after it happened.
75 years. Seriously. Okay, that's a bit of a gap between the event and, making it onto a canvas. What's the deal there?
So, get this, Lotza. He's not even living in America at this time. He's German-American, but based in Germany during the revolutions of 1848, which was a whole other thing. Tons of political upheaval in Europe then.
Okay, so we've got the American Revolution. Fast forward almost a century, and now we're talking about revolutions in Europe. How are these connected?
That's the thing. Lotza was crazy inspired by what America did, that whole fight for freedom thing. And he wanted to use this painting, this image, to fire people up in Europe who are also fighting for more liberal reforms, show them a successful revolution. What better image than George Washington leading the charge, totally in control, on the way to victory?
Wow, that's kind of meta when you think about it. He's using this American moment as inspiration, a rallying cry for a whole other group of revolutionaries across the ocean.
Exactly.
That's wild. And speaking of this image, our main source today, the Wikipedia article on the Emanuel Lotza paintings from 1851, they make it clear there isn't just one Washington crossing the Delaware, there are actually three.
Three versions, yep. Though the original one, the one Lotza first showed off back in 1850. Yeah, that one's gone.
Con. What happened? Did someone bump into it? Trip over a velvet rope?
A little more intense than that. See, it was hanging out in a museum, the Kunsthallmuseum, to be exact, over in Bremen, Germany, until World War II. A bombing raid in 1942, direct hit, the painting was completely destroyed.
Wow, what a loss. Talk about history quite literally going up in smoke. So, what about the other two versions of this painting? Where can we go to see those and soak in the history?
One of them, it's in a pretty famous spot. You probably heard of it, the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
The Met in New York City.
The one and only. And it's massive, let me tell you. Over 12 feet tall and 21 feet wide. Imagine being in the same room with that thing, all that history, right there.
I'm getting chills just picturing it. Okay, that's two down. What about the third one?
The third one's smaller than the Met version, but
Yeah.
still a huge deal. It was actually in the White House for a long time, from 1979 to 2014. Can you imagine? World leaders making decisions with this thing looking down on them?
No pressure. That's
Yeah.
insane. But hold on, if it's not in the White House now, where is it?
It was sold back in 2015, and it went to the Minnesota Marine Art Museum in Winona, Minnesota. They're pretty proud to have it, as you can imagine.
Okay, so slightly less accessible than hopping on the subway to the Met, but hey, if you're in Winona, stop on by. And speaking of, it was SOLD, like you said, back in 2015. For how much, you ask? A cool $45 million.
Millions. Can you believe it? I mean, talk about enduring power.
It's more than just history. It's like an art world lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's get into the actual painting, the image itself. It's more than just Washington standing on a boat, right? Like, what's going on here?
Exactly. Okay, listen. Yeah. He knew how to compose a scene. First, look at how the sky is around Washington. It's almost like glowing, right? Like, he's heaven sent to lead this revolution.
Yeah.
That's chiaroscuro, by the way, the light and shadow thing. It immediately pulls your eye right to him. Hero status right there on canvas.
And the colors, it's not just like dreary and gray, which you'd expect for a winter scene like that.
Not a ball.
He makes it vibrant, these pops of color, almost like he's highlighting, I don't know, the energy of the whole thing. Right.
Exactly. Look at where he uses red, which we usually associate with what? Courage, sacrifice. It's all over the place. It just brings home that feeling of bravery. And speaking of things that are strategically placed, that flag.
Ah, yes, the flag. Stars and stripes waving proudly in the wind. Except I feel like there's a but coming. I can sense it.
But it's not actually accurate, that flag. Remember when this happened? 1776, the Stars and Stripes, as we know it today, it didn't exist then.
Wait, seriously? I'm feeling like I'm learning this for the first time, and I like to think I know my history. Was that, like, a mistake? Did Hutu just forget?
It was totally deliberate. He knew the flag wasn't right, but he also knew that image, the Stars and Stripes, what it represented, it was too powerful. It just screams American unity, strength, the whole deal.
It's like he was thinking, look, even if I need to tweak a few historical details, this is what it's all about.
Exactly. And to be fair, it's way more striking than having, you know, whatever obscure flag they were flying back then.
Yeah.
It makes the image what it is.
No argument there. This is already blowing my mind, and I feel like we've just started. So what other details did Luzzi sneak into this thing? And, like, who are all these other guys in the boat with Washington?
Good questions, and I've got answers. But first, a quick break.
All right, so back to that boat, freezing cold, middle of the Delaware River. We've got Washington looking determined and all that, but who are those other guys with him? You might be surprised to hear, most of them not based on real people.
Really? So they're like the unknown soldiers of the American Revolution forever in this famous painting, but like lost to history.
Pretty much. I mean, Luzzi, when he was painting them, he wasn't working off a who's who of the Continental Army or anything. Right. So how'd he choose who to include? Did he just like grab people off the street? Hey, want to be in a painting that'll hang in the White House someday?
Probably not with that sales pitch, but you're on the right track. He wanted to show the different kinds of people who were part of the colonies at that time. It's about the bigger picture.
Ah, symbolism. Okay, that makes sense. And you can see it, like, right away. You've got the guy with the Scottish bonnet. There's someone who looks like they're African descent. Even a Native American man kind of in the background. It's not just a bunch of dudes in wigs, that's for sure.
Exactly. Lutz was showing that this whole independence thing, it wasn't just for one group. It involved everyone. And remember, this was also about sending a message back to those Europeans.
Right, right. Like, hey, look at us. We're a whole melting pot over here fighting for freedom.
Exactly.
Though, I mean, let's be real. It wasn't exactly a utopia back then either.
Oh, for sure. The painting, it's idealistic, no doubt. The reality in 1776 was much more complicated. Slavery, discrimination, it was still happening. But within the painting itself, you see this hope. This vision of what a more inclusive America could be.
Powerful stuff. Okay, but can we talk about the boat for a sec? Because it looks kind of small to be carrying all those guys across a river, you know, especially in December.
You're totally right. The boat in the painting, tiny compared to what Washington and his men actually used.
Seriously, this thing looks massive. What were they sailing in, a yacht?
Not quite, but they used Durham boats back then. Way bigger, flat bottom, high sides. They could handle a lot more than like eight guys in a flag.
So why'd he shrink it down? Trying to fit everyone in the frame or what?
Could be. Some people say he wanted to make it feel, I don't know, more intense. Like a small boat on a huge river surrounded by ice. That ups the danger factor.
Oh, totally. Big difference between like cruising down a river on a barge and being in a tiny boat where you feel every single wave.
Right. Plus, think about it visually. If the boat's small, the people look bigger. It's all about how you see it, literally.
Huh. Never thought of it that way. But didn't you say that in the real boats, they would all been standing up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Not to be heroic, but to stay dry. That icy water, you don't want to be sitting in that. But can you imagine trying to paint that?
A bunch of dudes at their knees pulled up to their chests. Not exactly inspiring.
Not the vibe Lutz was going for. He was making a statement, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it meant changing some things around.
And it worked. this painting, it's like the image of the American Revolution, even if it's got a few, shall we say, artistic liberties taken.
A little artistic license never hurt anyone.
So true. But this painting, it's not just in museums, right? It's everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. It's like seeped into our culture. It's been copied, parodied, you name it.
Okay, I need details. How has this one painting gone from like canvas to pop culture?
Well, first off, you ever look closely at a New Jersey State quarter from 1999?
No way, you're kidding.
Oh, right there on the back, it's Washington crossing the Delaware. From grand history painting to the change in your pocket.
I love that. Okay, what else?
And then you've got artists, big names even, taking their own spin on it. Larry Rivers, pop art guy, huge deal. He did his version back in the 50s. It's at the MoMA now.
Here. From history painting to like the heart of the art world, what did he do? Add some soup cans to it.
Huh. Not quite. But his style was totally different. Bold, abstract. He kind of broke it down and made it his own.
A conversation with the original. I like it. Anyone else?
Robert Colescott. He's known for making you think, sometimes uncomfortably. He did a painting called George Washington Carver Crossing the Delaware.
Wait, as in the peanut guy? He swapped out presidents? I am so there for this.
He did. And it's amazing, right? Like this huge statement about race, about who we consider heroes, all built on this one famous image.
It's like taking that image and flipping the script, yeah. Making us rethink the whole story, who's included, who's not.
Exactly. It shows how powerful art can be. Makes you question things.
Mind blown. Okay, so we've got this one painting, loved, copied, used to make a point about society. What a journey. But there's more, right?
Oh, there's always more. We're about to get into the really good stuff, The legacy of Washington crossing the Delaware, and how it's still shaping how we see this moment in history.
So we've got this image, right? Painted by a German-American artist, meant to inspire revolutionaries over in Europe.
Right, right.
And it ends up on everything. Quarters, parodies, you name it.
Even sparks some arguments along the way.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know, the painting's taken on this whole life of its own.
It really is.
It's become this huge cultural thing. People are still fascinated by it, still debating it.
And that's what's so cool about art, right? Okay. It's not supposed to be some boring thing stuck in one place.
Yeah.
It's supposed to make you talk, yeah. Make you think about the past, like really think about it and how it connects to us now.
It's like Lutze, he threw this painting out into the world and it's still exploding centuries later.
Huh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And it reminds us art isn't just about, you know, looking pretty on a wall.
Oh, no.
It's about ideas, viewpoints, and yeah, sometimes throwing a little controversy into the mix.
A little spice. So next time anyone out there, you see that image, Washington crossing the Delaware, don't just walk on by.
Right. Take a second, really look at it.
Think about what was going on back then, why Lutze painted it the way he did, all those hidden meanings we talked about, and how people have messed with it over time.
Exactly.
Because it's more than just a painting, you know? It's a look into American history, our culture, the whole shebang.
It shows us that even history, it's not set in stone. We're always looking back, reinterpreting, understanding things in new ways.
Love that. And hey, maybe this deep dive, maybe it'll make you see things a little different in your own life, huh? Question what you think, you know? Really appreciate how art can challenge us.
It can be inspiring, that challenge.
Totally. Because like we've been saying, sometimes the most famous images, they've got the wildest stories behind them.
Truth.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Washington crossing the Delaware. Until next time.